Under the CARES Act that responded to the COVID-19 recession, all states provided 13 additional weeks of federally funded emergency benefits to people who exhausted their regular state unemployment benefits. And those people that lost those benefits and many others who lost jobs who normally don't qualify for unemployment insurance, gig workers, self-employed, they became eligible for these benefits as well. And this was extended during the American Rescue Plan Act that provided benefits that go through September 6, 2021, 100% funded by the federal government. And this is the program that provides those $300 per week in supplemental benefits that are under scrutiny. And finally, the federal government relies on the states to pay out the benefits. And that's why a state like Florida can terminate the program early, Nicole.
I get how that works. Now, let's turn to the economics of the thing. Governor DeSantis and 24 other Republican governors have terminated the programs early, all of them pointing to the need to encourage people to get back to work by ending the benefits that they view as inhibiting people from looking for work. Is this a thing? Is this going to work?
Nicole, we're about to find out. I mean, it's a very large, real-life experiment only economists could love. You know, we're going to quickly find out whether this is working by comparing the labor force participation rates in states that have terminated the program compared to those that chose not to terminate early. Now, here in Florida, we've regained about 800,000 of the 1.4 million jobs lost during the pandemic recession, 600,000 to go, and of course, we didn't get all the jobs we normally would have got during this period of time. And there are more than 450,000 online job postings statewide for job seekers, according to Florida. Now, we have had announcements by Universal and many other firms locally that they're raising wages and improving benefits to attract workers. That's exactly how free markets are supposed to work, Nicole. And these reports are being repeated all across the country by firms who are doing the same thing. So there's a lot of moving parts. The experimental results will be available, but I don't think ending these benefits early is really going to have a very significant impact on stimulating the growth in the labor force, which is what it's designed to do.
Why not? The $300 a week amounts to an hourly wage of $7.50, which is significant.
Yeah, $7.50 an hour, sure. It's significant. And losing this payment will cause many to return to the labor force and look for work. But higher wages, better benefits, and improved working conditions and more stable scheduling, these things are even more important factors in influencing people's decision to rejoin the labor force. That's not to mention a lack of child care, which is also a big obstacle for many. And remember that in August, many schools will start to reopen all across the country, mitigating this obstacle. The offer of higher wages and benefits we talked about, that's going to mitigate that. So overall, I don't think terminating the benefits early is really going to have a major impact on improving labor force participation rates and causing more people to look for work and fill all those openings.
Huh. How many Floridians will be impacted by the early termination?
The Department of Labor counts about 125,000 Floridians receiving these benefits, and the loss will total over $400 million between the end of the program and what they would have received at the beginning of September, Nicole.